the laugh track, the upbeat theme song, the fictional coffee shop. Even if you've never seen the show, when you hear their names, Ross, Rachel, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe, and Monica, you probably know exactly where to place them in television history. Friends. Maybe you loved the show about NYC 20-somethings with its cast stacked full of 90s icons like Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, but then again, maybe you hated it. So how do you cope if your friends have differing opinions about Friends? If you're Jazzy Bentley and Brandon Saez, you make a bet and then a podcast about it.
I'm Brandon, and I really don't like the show called Friends.
I'm Jazzy, and this is the podcast where I try to convince Brandon that Friends is his favorite show.
I am not convinced.
I'm going to keep trying. This is Moo Point, a Friends podcast.
He started out with 236 points because there's 236 episodes of Friends. He was sure he was going to hate every single one of them. So he just gave himself 236 points. Mm-hmm. And every time he sort of enjoys it a little bit, he's got to concede and give me a point.
Jazzy and Brandon's friendship spans the past 20 years and thousands of miles. She's near Portland and he's in Sitka.
I don't want to call her a mentor because that makes her sound old, but like...
that is old.
Major influence in my life and someone that I bounce a lot of things off of. So family, pretty much.
They met at college in the 90s. If you want to do the math, Friends was in its second season. Jazzy was a big fan.
Well, we'd watch it every Thursday night with this random group of people in my dorm room. And Brandon was never there because he played hockey. So he never told us how much he hated it. We didn't know that.
The revelation about Brandon's distaste for Friends came just a few years ago. And with it, an idea. What if Jazzy, who loves the show, and Brandon, who hates it, rewatch the entire series? They'll recap and discuss each episode weekly. And then, Jazzy says, comes the scoring.
And the score is based on whether or not he liked, wait, I shouldn't say liked, it's whether or not he could tolerate what he saw. Is that right, Brandon?
Called Moo Point, their show gets its namesake from a famous Friends scene. Rachel, played by Jennifer Aniston, is asking for dating advice. Joey, who's played by Matt LeBlanc, responds.
All right, Rach, the big question is, does he like you? Right? Because if he doesn't like you, this is all a moo point.
A moo point?
Yeah, it's like a cow's opinion. It just doesn't matter. It's moo.
The term moo point was a natural fit for their series.
It was pretty indicative of our podcast because whether or not Brandon likes the show, it's a moo point. We're podcasting, we're having fun, we're all friends.
Through Skype, Jazzy and Brandon have recorded 53 episodes. They just finished watching season 4. So far, Brandon has conceded on over 60 episodes. He's found things about the show he can appreciate.
The key for my absolute enjoyment is when Jennifer Aniston gets on her great actor train and rides that to victory. Like, she has the ability to carry an episode like no one else in that show.
But one character really grates Brandon the wrong way. Ross.
I was in the Coast Guard for 20 years, and I was in food service for much of that, and I was on vessels for a lot of that. So a lot of my time was spent like making sure people were happy. And then when I wasn't doing that, I was like ensuring that I wasn't waking them up. And I think that it turned me into like an overly empathetic person. And Ross is the opposite of that. Like, he's only ever after, like, if he's trying to make someone feel better, it's for his own good. And it just agitates my soul, I think.
Jazzy says she doesn't have a desperate need for Brandon to love the show, but she hopes he can connect with some aspects of it. It's meant a lot to her.
The nostalgia that that show invokes is, like, just ridiculously all-encompassing for me, because it takes me from high school through college, through a failed marriage, through a divorce, to my new husband. Like, all of these things happened and bonded over Friends.
More than anything, the podcast has opened doors for them to reflect on their own lives and find common ground with their listeners beyond television.
People are listening to us every week and hearing different things, little tidbits about our lives, and then they get excited and, like, talk to us about those things that may have been a one-off comment for us, but, oh, yeah, that is actually, like, fairly intimate and something interesting, and now we're bonding with a whole new community of people.
A community of people who might be there for you, even if your job's a joke, you're broke, or your love life's DOA. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.